说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. There's three of us here today. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm John.
And we're looking at tones today. We're looking at a tone. Which tone is it, Jenny? Please tell.
The capricious neutral tone.
Wow, the capricious neutral tone.
轻声.
The 轻声.
Yes.
Sometimes people call that a fifth tone, but it's not really a fifth tone. It's the neutral tone. Is that it?
I think the Chinese name gives a clearer indication.
It's
the light tone.
The light tone. Well, then, could somebody give us some examples? Now, I'm looking around the room. I think, Jenny, you might be a good person to give us some examples of the neutral tone.
Baba. Baba.
Okay, so you have two ba there. The first one is fourth tone, but then the second one becomes a neutral tone.
Yes, and let's try one more. Mama. Mama.
Again, the first ma syllable there is first tone.
Yes.
And then the second syllable is a neutral tone.
And 孩子, 孩子.
Okay, so the 孩 is
second tone.
And the 子 is neutral tone.
Yes.
So what we want to pay attention to is that the neutral tone, first of all, it never comes first in a word. Okay.
You can't start a word or a sentence with a neutral tone. It doesn't work.
Right. And it's quick and it's light.
Light.
And it's de-emphasized.
Yes. Just like me. All of the three qualities there.
Let
How
me think about
significant.
That's another Jenny Duke quote. I have to think about that one.
Quick, light, and de-emphasized.
Wow.
All right, well, with those qualities in mind, can we hear those three words one more time?
Baba, baba, mama, mama, 孩子, 孩子.
Okay, so because it's quick and it's light and it's de-emphasized, you don't have to worry so much about what the tone sounds like.
So it seems to me that the neutral tone there, the neutral syllable, is a little bit shorter. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, the duration is actually shorter.
Right, and it's lighter, as you say in Chinese.
Right, so it's actually softer. The volume is often lower.
Volume is often lower. Good.
Yes.
And you don't start, you never start a word with a neutral tone, right?
No. Nope.
Right. Good. John, you had another interesting observation on the
fifth tone, the neutral tone.
The neutral tone.
Yeah, normally you're trying really hard to get your tones right. Like, for example, the word baba. Like that ba is a fourth tone. You want to get that right. But when you get to the neutral tone, you can kind of take it easy because it's softer, right? It's a little shorter.
And de-emphasized.
Yeah, you take a short little tone vacation there for one syllable.
That's interesting.
I can imagine the picture for today's lesson. A tone lying on the beach.
A tone vacation. That's a good way of putting it. I would say, however, also though, don't overanalyze this stuff, right? We're just here to give you some examples, right? And I think the inductive approach is actually probably the best way in some ways here, especially if you're a newbie.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Right, so we've had three examples, and I think we have maybe three more examples. So listen to them over again, and the pattern will become clear.
Okay, let's try a few more now. 我们, 我们.
Okay, so 我 is third tone.
Yes.
And 们 is neutral.
Neutral, meaning we or us. 你们, 你们.
Okay, so 你 is third tone, followed by neutral.
Yes, meaning you, plural. And 他们, 他们.
Okay, so 他 is first tone,
followed by a neutral, meaning they or them.
Okay, so I hope you're getting a sense of that.
Mm.
You just need to hear it a lot before you really get a sense for how the neutral tone sounds.
Yeah.
Another thing I'd like to point out is that a lot of the particles in Chinese, like the and le, those are all neutral tones as well.
Yes.
And neutral tones. So we've given you some observations here. And again, I suggest again, don't overanalyze this stuff. It's not that complex. It's easier to learn them in context. In other words, to learn the neutral tone when it's associated with a word in context. So you can listen. We'll repeat the patterns over here again. If you've got other questions, of course, we can discuss them in the conversation section. But this was just an introduction to the neutral tone.
Yes.
So let's hear them again, shall we?
Baba, baba, mama, mama, 孩子, 孩子, 我们, 我们, 你们, 你们, 他们, 他们.
Well done. How neutral of you, Jenny. That was so neutral. That was amazing.
I just came back from Switzerland.
I was.
That was a poor joke.
That was a great joke. That was a Jenny Ju joke. Well
Johnny's
done.
Johnny's on a humor vacation.
Did you call me Johnny again?
Ah, yes. They're all here. The jokers are all here today. We hope. Now, that's the most fun I've ever had with a neutral tone. So we hope it was fun for you. We'll be back with more lessons. There are other lessons in this thread, in fact, about tones. So go and check them out. Go to Chinese Pod. Do the right thing. Explore it, learn it, and keep coming back because we'll be back again tomorrow with more lessons. 对不对?
对.
All right. But right now, it's time for us to say
再见.
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 As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0788. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0788 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0788.